More now on television. Dan Rather resigns next month as anchor of the CBS Evening News. This week, CBS said his temporary replacement will be correspondent Bob Schieffer, the longtime host of CBS's Sunday talk show Face the Nation. In September, Dan Rather had a now discredited report on President Bush's military service. His producer for that report was fired, and CBS asked three other top executives to resign. Howard Kurtz reports on news media for The Washington Post. Howard, welcome back to Day to Day, and just remind everyone again, who is Bob Schieffer?
Bob Schieffer is a guy who everybody in the business really likes. And there's very few television stars that I can say that about. He's covered Washington for CBS News for more than 30 years. He's covered The Hill, the Pentagon, Congress, the White House. He is a Sunday talk show host, as you mentioned. And he's a familiar face to many CBS viewers, which is exactly what the network needs right now because they haven't found a permanent replacement for Dan Rather.
He's so familiar a face that he was a candidate for the CBS anchor job 24 years ago when Dan Rather replaced the much honored and loved Walter Cronkite.
And in fact, for more than two decades, Schieffer was anchored either the Saturday or Sunday evening news for CBS. So yes, there was a time when he probably coveted that anchor chair. He's now 67 years old. He does not want this job permanently. He enjoys living in Washington, and he'll be commuting to New York for some months while he fills in for Rather. But clearly, the larger problem for CBS, now that they've got this Band-Aid fix by bringing Schieffer off the bench, so to speak, is to find a permanent replacement or replacements for Dan Rather. Les Moonves, the president of the network, says they may go with a multiple anchor format, which in many previous incarnations has failed. So I'm interesting to see who they can come up with that they think can try to boost the ratings of that third place newscast.
I respect Bob Schieffer as a correspondent and have enjoyed his work over the years, but I was just startled this week to see that CBS finds itself without a idea for someone to replace Dan Rather when they must have known for months and months that he's going.
Even if this whole National Guard fiasco had never happened, I mean, Dan Rather is 72 years old. He probably wanted to do it forever, but at some time, age was going to catch up with him. So we've had a huge lack of planning, the exact opposite of NBC, which announced 2.5 years ago that Brian Williams would succeed Tom Brokaw at the end of 2004. And so I think they now seem to be fumbling around for some established stars, perhaps a new format. Maybe people will like Schieffer, and then they'll decide to keep him around for just a little bit longer.
Well, maybe they will, but this is CBS. It used to be called the Tiffany Network. I think it was regarded not so long ago as practically the New York Times of the air. You said they seem to be fumbling. Is this about CBS is a mess, or is this the beginning of the end of what we've thought of for the last, really, two generations as the nightly network news?
Well, all of the major broadcast networks have been losing audience share for 20 years now as people gravitate to cable and talk radio and the internet and all of that. CBS Evening News has the further disadvantage of being trailing significantly in the ratings. So CBS figures, well, here's a chance to maybe blow it up and rebuild it as something that might appeal to younger viewers. But at the same time, they're coming off a pretty terrible 6 months in which they botched the original story that Rather reported for 60 Minutes Wednesday on the National Guard. They defended the story for 2 weeks after everybody else in the universe could see that it was based on apparently bogus documents. And then Rather announced his retirement, and they didn't have a game plan in place. So what we're seeing here is a news division that is very much off balance, turning to the old veteran Bob Schieffer to buy some time, frankly, while they try to get it together.
Howard Kurtz is the media reporter for The Washington Post and host of CNN's Reliable Sources. Howard, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you.